Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-89. 945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
So there you are. You're going to run an errand. You take your dog with you. You go into the convenience store. There's no line when you get into the convenience store, but on your way out, there is a line, and you find that you're in the convenience store for 15 minutes. Meanwhile, it's 85 degrees. You take your dog with you. Your dog's in the car. You come out, and someone breaks into your car to rescue the dog. Or at least you found a broken window, and you don't even see the dog. Well, that's happening in some states. What's right about that? What's wrong about that? And I'll talk about that. In addition, it is that season where things are warming up outside. We're out more often with our dogs. Does that mean more dog bites? It does, as far as the U.S. Postal Service is concerned. So the profession that gets bitten most by dogs, they're postal carriers, right up there with UPS and FedEx people, all those people who come onto our property. So what can we do to prevent that and more? We'll talk with Dr. Mark Rusek about dog bite prevention. And we wouldn't even have a pet. I wouldn't be doing this show if it wasn't for this thing we call the human-animal bond. And we'll talk about the Human-Animal Bond Research Institute and the work they are doing, which is pretty incredible. I love it. Steve Feldman, who's the CEO of the organization, will be here too. But most of all, we are here for you to take your telephone calls, to talk to you, to answer your questions at 866-554-PETS, toll free, 866-554-7387. Kathy in Florida, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You have a question.
Yes, I do. I have three chihuahuas. Two are male.
All right, we're done.
One is female.
We're done. That's all I need to know.
You know what? You're right. Exactly right. All my friends and my family tell me that, too. But anyway.
Well, congratulations. I assume some are rescued dogs because...
No, actually, they're not. They're leftovers from the Paris Hilton days when my kids were teenagers, so, you know.
They're rescued dogs, sort of,
and they
mom.
Take off, and I get stuck with the dogs. But I love them.
Of course. Right. So what's
the
question?
Two, like I said, two are males, one is female. And they're older, so they're 11 and 12. I think the oldest male is 12, and then the other two are 11.
Okay.
They were puppies of the male.
Got it.
And, anyway, for many years, they've been housebroken.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a couple years ago, they decided that they were just going to mark everywhere. And it is actually marking. I know it's marking. You know, I can tell. And the males have not been fixed.
Why?
Because I was breeding them.
Okay.
So why are they doing this all of a sudden, and what can be done about it? Is there anything?
Sure. I don't know why they're doing it all of a sudden. Probably has to do with the relationship with the dogs, or me asking you lots of other questions that I just don't have time on the radio to do.
And you know what? You're right. It is the relationship. They don't like each other. They never have.
There we go. Okay. So two things you should do. One is to consider neutering the dogs because that may help you. It may overnight solve the problem. Odds are, because it's been going on for 2 years, it's also an entrenched behavior at this point, so it may not instantly do that. I cannot promise that. However, what you, I think, need to do is to bring in a professional who can say, all right, this is going on here, this is going on there, and I am going to, because on the radio, it is difficult for me. I mean, we could talk about it a little bit, why and under what circumstances they're not getting along, but you really need someone to come in, look at what's going on, a positive reinforcement dog trainer who understands behavior, and that's the secret. So you want a certified animal behavior consultant, or maybe a veterinary behaviorist. You can't go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they're wearing diapers I mean, all the time.
Well, that's one way to solve the problem as well. And I'm also assuming nothing is medically is going on. But if we're talking about more than one dog, obviously odds are it's not medical.
Right, and it's not. I mean, they get their checkups, you know, every year, and I take them to the vet anytime there's any least little thing wrong. So I don't think that's the issue. I just think that they are two males that are competing.
So it's only the two males that are having this issue?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's some things you could try that there's no downside. Take them out more often. Also provide a litter box in the house. And teach them to go in the litter box, which wouldn't be a bad idea.
I have done that.
Yeah.
I have done that. And they pee in the litter box. I mean, they just, it's like if one goes and the other one has to go. If one goes out and the other one has to. I mean, they do it just to be marking. There's nothing that works.
So one goes in the house. So what you can do then is prevent one from going in the house. So tether one of the dogs to you. So literally, that leash is attached to you. If the dog begins to go, you can clap your hands, interrupt the dog, take the dog outside, and then that dog will go. But grab the other dog if you can, take them both outside. If one goes, then the other overmarks the other. Outside, you don't care, you know?
Right.
So that would be one idea as well, not giving the dog an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I think I'll try that. Although I hope it becomes a habit and not have to do that forever.
No. That would be the idea, you know, for it to become a habit. So if after a month, I'm making up a period of time here because there's no exact science to this, but if after a month your dog is okay and your dog doesn't have an accident in the house, then probably you're okay. No guarantees. It could be six weeks. It could be 2 weeks. I don't have that magic formula. I wish I did. But at some point in time, if your dog isn't at that point having accidents in the house, your dog isn't going to.
Great. Well, that sounds good. I'm going to try that.
All right. Let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. Another thing she could do is, you know, crate training has several purposes, and one is to enforce house training, if you will. Now, I wouldn't want this dog, who's an adult dog, in the crate all the time. That's not fair. But when she thinks there might be a problem and she can't run the dog outside, to put the dog, in a good way, not punishment, into the crate, if they're crate trained and if they don't mind their crates. By the way, not together. These dogs aren't getting along. Again, our phone number, 866-554-PETS. Hope you do like me on Facebook. If you are a user of Facebook, simply go to Facebook, and you can find my fan page on Instagram at Steve Dale Pets. You could find me any which way you like to find me. I will tell you that one of the things that I am concerned about and upset about, despite all the education we've done, dogs are still dying in hot cars. And there's a proposal in my state where I happen to live that I was supporting. And the other side said, well, all you need to do is education. Well, we've had education up the yazoo. It's not working. So what do we do next? And how can legislation to save dogs from hot cars actually backfire potentially? I will talk about that next.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
He's dog's best friend, and cats too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, this is an issue for dogs more than cats, but presumably cats. Last week we talked about a turtle. In your email question, you asked me about a turtle who wasn't sticking his neck out of the shell. So, could be about turtles. It doesn't matter. It happens all the time. And I'm kind of chuckling, but it's a serious issue. And it's like, what do I do? I mean, what do we do? Dogs are still dying, and other animals, in hot cars. And we did a video where I sat in a hot car with a fake fur coat on because dogs are always wearing their winter coat. And just how hot did that car get? It got so hot so quickly. It was only 80 degrees, I believe, when we began. It wasn't an especially sunny day. It got so hot so fast that the GoPro camera wouldn't work anymore after, what, 15 minutes? Something like that. And in addition to that, our thermometer broke. It went up to 122 or something, and then stopped. It wouldn't go any higher because it couldn't go any higher. You would not survive, probably, in a car that hot. And even if you did, dogs can't. And it's not only me, the Humane Society of the United States, the ASPCA, powers that reach maybe more people than I do, for sure. They've done all these education programs locally all over the country. Communities, animal shelters, veterinarians have done education on this issue, and still people are leaving dogs in hot cars. So what happens next? Well, people left at one point in time, and they still do, infants, little toddlers in cars, and they sometimes die. Well, the laws were beefed up state by state by state by state, and all 50 states have some sort of law now. So I thought, let's do the same with this. We have to. I don't want to jump to legislation. And there are downsides of it that I'll talk about in a moment. But what else? What else can we do? Education itself is a good thing. Continue that. But in of itself, it's not working. It just isn't happening. So some states, 11 states, I believe, have said, all right, Good Samaritans are allowed to break in the cars if you see a dog or any animal that is suffering in a hot car. Well, I'm all for those laws. The downside would be, what if you ran into the store, your dog is barking, say at the window. Someone thinks that dog is dying, and the dog's just barking at the window because sometimes that's what dogs do. The person was in the store literally 30 seconds and runs out of the store, and the dog's actually fine, but now have to deal with a broken window. And these laws say, I'm not liable as the Good Samaritan. You can't arrest me. You can't fine me. You can't even report me to an insurance company. Nothing. I'm fine. I could drive away. But what other recourse is there? Well, in Illinois, I like the Illinois proposal the best. And oddly, that's the one that, as of today, hasn't gone through yet. But I think it will. because this proposal says you must call law enforcement or animal control first, and they will often direct you as to what to do, to break into the car or not. Also, there should be education as to what it looks like when a dog is really suffering from heat stroke or the beginnings of heat stroke or any other animal. And that can be, there's some education we can do so people better understand. But at the end of the day, we need to do something. I am just so tired of reporting on my blog, sometimes month after month, if not week after week, about a dog or dogs dying in a hot car. So I am for these laws. I want all 50 states ultimately to pass similar laws. Coming up next, the conversation about what is most important, the human-animal bond. Without that, we wouldn't have pets. I wouldn't even have this radio show. That is next.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Steve Feldman is the executive director of the Human Animal Bond Research Institute, so otherwise known as HABRI. What is HABRI all about? Why was it formed?
Well, it was formed to put a little extra effort behind the research that shows that pets are good for people. There were a lot of researchers who were kind of doing this without a lot of money and not a lot of attention. And HABRI was formed by Petco, the American Pet Products Association, and Zoetis, which was formerly Pfizer Animal Health, to really bring the entire pet care community together to support this concept that there's real and good science to show that pets are good for us.
And there is. So the part of the problem is some of that science was over there, done by this veterinary school. Then some of the science was done over there, way over there in Italy, done by a veterinary school. And part of what HABRI has done, I believe, is brought it all together in one place.
That's right. We've created HABRICentral.org. It is now the largest library of human-animal interaction science. There's more than 29,000 pieces of information in this database, and it's all keyword searchable. And this has really become a go-to spot for scholarship on the human-animal bond. In many ways, it's still a young field, and as you said, it was kind of all over the place. by pulling all that information together, we can really move the ball forward and advance the research.
We're at a veterinary conference, a big one. It's called VMX in Orlando, Florida. You wouldn't be here, Steve. I wouldn't be here. None of the, 15,000, some number of veterinarians or more than that, perhaps, wouldn't be here. And the technicians, numbering in the thousands, wouldn't be here, none of them, if there wasn't the human-animal bond. In fact, without the human-animal bond, none of us who have pets would have a pet. Yet, it's not something that's been, until relatively recently, investigated.
Well, anyone who has a pet, and certainly all these committed professionals who've gone into the veterinary profession, they've all had an experience with the human-animal bond. And when I tell them that I'm working to study the science behind it, the first thing they do is say, well, didn't we already know that? I knew that.
Sure.
It's because everyone has a personal experience with it. But if we really want to change things, if we want to increase responsible pet ownership and make society healthier, if we want to improve veterinary care in so many ways, we need to have the data. We need to have science to back up those great stories.
So take out your crystal ball. Have you got it? Because here's why I want your crystal ball. Looking into the future, and there are physicians that do this right now. Not only in America, in other parts of the world too, well, they will write on a prescription pad. Well, they will put into their computers, because I don't think prescription pads exist anymore. But they will write a prescription for get a dog, for example, for someone with heart disease, cardiac disease, and they want that person getting out into the world and walking. They will actually write, get a dog. Do you see more of this sort of thing? Actually, having a pet considered a tool for medical professionals on the human side.
Well, what's interesting, I'm glad you brought that up, because we did a survey of 1,000 family physicians. And the first thing we asked them was, did they believe that there were health benefits to having pets? And 97% of doctors said they believed there were health benefits
to
pets.
And that surprises me. I'm thrilled. But it almost surprises me because it's not talked about often enough. And boy, oh boy, I think we should throw you out of here and have you talk at a human medical conference.
Well, one of the pieces of research we funded was very interesting. We trained doctors, social workers, and physicians' assistants to ask patients about their pets. And then we saw what happened, which was that the doctors got clinically relevant information. They learned a lot about home life. They had a better rapport with their patients just by asking about pets. So even before they prescribe one, just by asking the question, we can really influence the practice of human medicine in a positive way. And by the way, in that physician survey, they said if they saw the science, which is what we're all about, 74% said they would actually write a prescription for a pet.
Excellent. For further information about the Human Animal Bond Resource Institute, people can go to
Habri.org.
Habri.org. And there's a free newsletter. Free is a good word. I like that word. That people can sign up for to get information on studies as they come out and much more.
That's right. Go to the website, sign up for our newsletter. It's a quick read and it's a lot of great information. We hope you'll do it.
I love your newsletter as well. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
So the Human Animal Bond Research Institute, along with the North American Veterinary Conference and American Veterinary Medical Association, said, oh yeah, clearly veterinarians care about the human animal bond. Veterinary technicians do. That's why they do what they do. But let us go above and beyond and certify the veterinary professionals. So look for that certification for the human animal bond.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard,
Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. In North Dakota, Kenny, you are on the radio.
Oh, how are you today?
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm honored. I'm so excited because you are our first call from North Dakota this year.
Well, then I guess I'll get lucky and find out what I need to find out.
Well, I think you're lucky to get through. I'm lucky to talk to you. What do you need to find out?
Okay, situation being, I had a 11-year-old boxer that he had to put down here a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
I also have a 10-month-old Labradoodle.
Mm-hmm.
And the Labradoodle, I can't, he won't go back to eat.
Oh.
And, I mean, I've been trying to doctor up his dog food with you know, canned food and stuff like that there. And he just refused even different types of canned dog food. He'll just put his nose up and walk away.
Well, he must be eating something. I mean, how long has this been going on?
It's a couple of weeks now.
Well, you know, okay, so...
He has had a couple of meals,
yeah.
But it's like with homemade, hamburger and stuff like that. There, hamburger and rice, he eats that.
All right, so first of all, I want to make sure that nothing is medically wrong with your dog. I mean, it would be a big coincidence that, okay, my dog, this older dog passes away, and now this dog doesn't eat only, but it might be. It might be coincidence. It might be something is going on medically that would explain all this. Now, having said that, what I would do is try to keep up the routine. First of all, our dogs are emotional beings, and yes, they can mourn the loss of a family member, which could include another dog. There's no question about that. So what you want to try to do is to keep the routine as much as possible. So if in the morning you took your dog for a walk or tossed the tennis ball, or if that's what your dog likes, begin doing that a couple times a day. Take your dog's mind off of the issue, sort of speak. So your dog doesn't just mope around thinking about, well, where's my buddy? If indeed that's what your dog is thinking about. I mean, we don't know exactly what they're thinking, but certainly distraction can help. So if your dog is doing something fun and that tail's wagging and your dog's going back and forth and incidentally working up an appetite in the process, then that's a good thing emotionally. It's a good thing physically for your dog. You can try to... Yes, home cook the meal for your dog and then back it up and slowly begin to add kibble to it if that's your goal. That's absolutely fine. That would be a good thing to do. You know, so get your dog to eat, spoil your dog for a couple of days, but then slowly, if kibble is your preference or moist dog food, whatever your preference is, then slowly begin to add that to your food and take away from the chicken or whatever the heck you're making for your dog. Does that help?
Yeah, that's, you know, right on the road of what I have to try to do.
Yeah.
Because he's going to, my puppy, his mother was a giant poodle. So, I mean, he's going to be basically a small horse. And, you know, if I can't get him eating, dry dog food again, boy, I'm going to go broke.
Well, you can get him to eat dry dog food. Right now, since you've gone this route, I would continue going this route and feed him whatever he'll eat. But again, begin to make the transition and do it slowly. Do understand at some point if your dog is balking, your dog may be training you. So understand that as well. I'm not saying that's going on now. I mean, your dog really, truly may be mourning the loss of a buddy. And I understand that. And you, it sounds, understand that too. So
yeah.
Just like if you lose a family member, you know, human beings are different, so the comparison I'm about to make only goes so far, but if your buddy can get you to go to a baseball game, if you're a baseball fan and you're watching the baseball game, maybe your mind is off of the fact that you've lost a friend, you know? So same thing with our dogs, if we can, and even more so with dogs, right? Because dogs are not multitask thinkers, so if they're doing one thing, they're not thinking about another, as far as we know. So if your dog is having a great time going after that tennis ball or whatever your dog is doing, even sniffing at the flowers on a walk, your dog is not thinking, oh, I wish I were home because I wish I could be with my friend. I mean, dogs don't think that way. So if you could distract your dog into thinking about something else, that would be huge.
Well, then he's going to be going out to the doggy park later on today, probably for a while.
Probably that'll do him some good. But again, on the way to the dog park, if you could, I'd visit the veterinarian. I want to make sure that nothing, I mean, there could be a medical explanation for what's going on. And in that case, no amount of sort of cheering up your dog is going to help. So ruling out anything medical is a good idea.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for the time, and come visit North Dakota sometime.
Where are you in North Dakota?
Fargo.
Well, so is it like the movie?
Well, right now there ain't no snow on the ground because it's been so warm that everything's melted, but normally at this time of year we'd have a lot of snow on the ground.
Say something in Fargo to me.
just all it is Norwegians up here, you know, so a lot of, and we're close to Canada. so we talk like Canadians sometimes.
Norwegian Canadians, is that what y'all are?
Yeah, basically.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. I hope I helped you.
Yeah, you have a very fine day.
All right, thank you. 866-554-PETS. That's how you do it. Someone's having a baby. That is our email question of the week. Well, it goes on a little more than that. They're concerned about bringing home that baby ultimately to their cat. What can you do to help prepare that cat for the newborn baby? That is our email question of the week. You can email me, Steve, at petworldradio.net. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Dog and cat owners, take note. The Companion Animal Parasite Council, or CAPC, offers these tips to staying healthy. Wash your hands well after playing with pets. Don't allow children to put dirt in their mouths. Pick up dog and cat waste from your yard daily. Cover home sandboxes. Use year-round parasite control on your dogs and cats. And have your pet tested for parasites by a veterinarian at least once a year. For more easy ways to keep your family and your pets healthy, visit petsandparasites.org.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we talk about this thing that I love. The thing? It's an initiative in veterinary medicine, and it's a program, really. It's called Fear Free. Veterinarians, big time, and veterinary technicians or nurses, they certainly know about it. In fact, so many are becoming certified. Here's what it's about. Did you know that many dogs and most cats are so terrified about going to the veterinarian, they actually think they're going to die? I mean, really? Yeah. It doesn't need to be that way. And Dr. Marty Becker has done something about it. And that's what this initiative is all about. And it's not only about veterinarians doing their part. It's about all of us doing our part. There's a website I want you to go to. It's called Fear Free Happy Homes, and it describes what I'm talking about and much more.
The Pet Health Minute,
brought to you by the maker of HeartGuard Plus.
In many parts of the country, the weather is already warming up, and that means if you haven't already, you'll soon see mosquitoes around the house. Did you realize it only takes one bite from an infected mosquito on your dog to pass along a deadly disease called heartworm? The mosquito passes tiny heartworm larvae into your dog, which can develop into full-blown spaghetti-like worms that can damage your dog's heart and blood vessels. Left untreated, this disease can be deadly. Treatment itself is expensive and painful for your dog. Well over 100,000 dogs in the U.S. were confirmed to have heartworm in 2017. That's why it's so important to speak with your veterinarian about a simple, tasty monthly chew that you can use to protect your best friend on four legs. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with HeartGuard Plus Ivermectin Parental. Test dogs for infection prior to use. In rare cases, digestive and neurological side effects have been reported. For full prescribing information, talk to your veterinarian. Visit HeartGuard.com or call 888-637-4251.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, I heard you talk about preparing a dog for a newborn child. What about a cat? That's from PJ in Pennsylvania, who adds, I am pregnant. I have two cats at home, and we're about to bring home a baby. Do you have any advice? Yeah, I absolutely do. So right now, at this very moment, play an audio, and you could go to YouTube and just play the audio, of a crying baby, a screaming baby, a wailing baby, a fussing, unhappy baby at a very low level. And do that while you toss your cat some treats. And maybe you do that ultimately if the cat's not bothered by it, by the cat as the cats are eating. So the cat will associate that sound with something really good, like eating treats or eating food. Then what I want you to do, and or play with the cat, you know, with an interactive cat toy, same thing, play at a very low volume. Then over time, pump up the volume. So it's really blasting, it's loud, but the cat at some point is saying, because it's happened gradually, I don't care, I'm having a good time, I'm playing, I'm eating. And again, the cat associates that sound, but cats don't live only for sound. Dogs and cats, of course, live by their nose. So we cannot replicate on YouTube the smell of a baby. But what we can do when the baby comes home is whenever the baby fusses, again, throw treats into the air. So it's, whoa, this amazing thing falls from the sky whenever this little thing starts to make this really bad noise that bothers my ears. You know, people then, they paint the room that the baby's going to be in, and they close the door. They don't allow the cat in the room. They're concerned in part about the idea of cats suffocating babies. I can assure you that has never happened. Now, I do say cat, dog, ferret, parrot, guinea pig, whenever there's a pet around, there needs to be. There must be adult supervision. Absolutely. But sometimes we worry so much, and then the pet picks up on our worry, our anxiety, our concern. They don't then act the way they typically act, and they get a little worried themselves. Also, it's a change. And anytime there's a change in the household, that can create anxiety for some of our pets. And that's where the feel-away diffuser comes in, by the way, for cats. It would be called a Daptil for dogs. These are pheromone products that I talk about all the time because they lower the anxiety and stress in the household. And that's like an easy thing to do. Also, here's a prescription for you. A play is a great stress buster. So play with the cats. You have two cats with an interactive cat toy, or have someone else in the household do it twice a day for 3 minutes. And you can do it during TV commercials. Do that, and do that while the baby is out. Again, the hope is to associate the baby with good things happening. Well, those are some ideas anyway, and I've written many more. You can check them out on my blog, and that is stevedale.tv. Email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, an important conversation about dog bite prevention with Dr. Mark Russell.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Shop Lowe's to find great deals for Dad on trusted power tools just in time for Father's Day. Help him knock out his to-do list with the long run time of a DeWalt 20-volt cordless drill with brushless motor, now $99. Or get him a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt max lithium-ion combo kit with a drill and impact driver, also now $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20 while supplies last. See store for details.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760.
800-306-1760.
That's 800-306-1760.
Pierre? Can you hear me, Pierre?
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Pierre. Medical Association.
Can you hear me?
This is Vets Pierre. On Pets.
Are you there?
That's where Steve talks to the vets. I can hear me. Your pets. Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
One topic that's very important is Pierre. Dog bite prevention. It's very important, Pierre. Clearly. I think sometimes it's overdone because I pick up a newspaper every now and again and I read this
Wolf.
Headline. There are an epidemic of dog bites.
Pierre.
Are there an epidemic
Can
of
you
dog
hear me?
Bites, Dr. Mark Rusak?
I think you're calling
no,
my
I
studio
actually
studio
don't
line
think
here.
There is. It's the 24-hour this media
radio,
deal
this
where you have to kind of report on whenever you can, whenever you can.
No, I got you
and
on the
hype,
board here. You're just not responding
can be
back
really
to
nice
me.
For some of the people that are doing it.
Well, the other thing, though,
oh,
is
okay.
that What makes news something that's newsworthy?
Can you hear me through the microphone, Pierre?
Is a rare event.
Yeah.
So if dog bites happened every moment,
check test 1-2.
Would be in the newspaper because they'd be happening every moment.
Can you hear me?
I think it's very emotional. I think that's the problem with it. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, the bad rap pit bulls have gotten. I treat a pit bull in my practice constantly, and they were the gentlest, nicest, kindest dogs. I can make a poodle mean. One of my worst bites on my hand was from a poodle. So it really isn't
Hughes.
The dog, and that's gotcha. So we're not going to get into.
What
we're
is her phone
number?
It's not
the breed. It's not the breed. It's the owner. Mm-hmm. It's the way they're raised and the way they're trained. So, yeah, it gets a lot of attention, but I think it's bad attention, and I don't think it's worthwhile. That being said, you do have to be – they're dogs.
Right.
I mean,
you'll call me.
They do have some tendencies that you have to be careful of. Some dogs are food aggressive.
The other thing is that most bites happen to children.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's who is at the height
you want me
of the
get,
dog.
I'm going to go ahead and give Bethany a call.
Children
sure
also just don't
go.
Know things that adults know.
I'll let you know as soon as
and
I talk to her.
And it also mostly happens when there's no adult supervision.
Sure. So how many times have you seen someone walking with a dog in a park or wherever and a little toddler runs right up to the dog and grabs their head? Most dogs don't want their head grabbed anyway. And what's your reaction going to be for a dog? They'll tend to go ahead. It's fight or flight. And they're going to go ahead and fight is what's really going to happen in the cases. So training children to respect dogs and who they are is really important. I love it when I'm walking my dogs and someone comes up with their kids and say, can I pet your dog? First thing you want to do is you want to ask, can I pet the dog? Some dogs don't like children. Some dogs don't like anybody. Doesn't mean they're going to be biters. Be careful with dog food. A lot of dogs are food aggressive. I have a new Minpin rescue that I got, and when she's in her bed all wrapped up in her little blanket, if I go near the bed, she growls at me. She's telling me, leave me alone. I want to be there, and I'm smart enough to walk away and not force
her. So what you just said is incredibly important because there are people that say, well, I have to be dominant over my dog and show my dog who's boss and that I can take food away. Mm-hmm. Great-great-great-great-grandma was right with some of these old expressions like let sleeping dogs lie and don't take dogs food away from them.
I think as puppies, you can train some of that. But I think the biggest problem is in the older dogs and the rescue dogs because you don't know where they've come from and what's happened. And I don't own anything but rescue dogs, so you take what you get. And, mm-hmm. which is a lot of love, actually. But, yeah, you're right. Be careful with what you do. And when they give you those signals, when the ears go back and the tail goes down and they start growling at you, don't force it and say, I have to be the macho owner and you're going to submit to me. They are faster than you are. You are going to get it. There's no doubt about it. But it's rare if you take care of your animals correctly and you treat them with respect, you're not going to get bitten. It's just not going to happen. It does drive me a little crazy that dog bites just hit. And, you know, the problem with pit bulls was they're serious bites. They're strong dogs. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
All right, Bethany, can you hear me okay?
You get hurt when a pit bull bites you, but I don't think it's fair, and
yes,
I think if you
sound
take precautions, and for parents
like
out
I said,
there,
we'll
please
be going
train
in.
Your children to be careful around dogs, not to fear them, but to ask.
Oh, is that where you're at?
Pet them, and don't shake them and grab them and push them all over the place. And kids don't know any better. It's up to the parents.
I remember talking to one reporter myself about this very topic, and there was a recent dog bite in the community, and I was asked about it, and sadly, this toddler was bitten pretty badly.
You sound crystal clear. Everything's good
there
here.
Is,
so
there again, an
I'm
epidemic
go ahead and turn
of
up
dog
the
bites happening. And I said there are 70 million dogs, and I read her the data the number of dog bites. And I said, incidentally, here is how
I can hear you loud and clear. How
are
you doing today?
Human caretakers, usually
fantastic.
Parents,
yeah, this sounds
abuse
fine.
Their
work.
Children. Those
I'm
going
to go ahead and run the, I'm gonna run the board to you so you should be able to hear the commercials.
Right.
Unfortunately, I mean, that's
so we'll
terrible, but that's a reality.
Well, a lot of times the child gets bitten, they get bitten in the face, and that is really... That becomes sensational and emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to have those scars
it's being
or what have you. So that's why it gets a little
bit
scary. I'm a
website.
True believer that prevention, education... Understand that a dog is a dog as much
if
as
you
we
just,
think they're a child
Google
in our family
Biz
and their children
radio,
in my family. They're still
up.
A dog, and you have to really be careful about how you
there.
Approach them. You should ever get bitten by a dog.
So yes or no, can most bites most be prevented?
Absolutely.
Pierre!
Not even
Pierre!
Not
you're
mind.
Yelling at me when I'm trying to talk to the guests.
You're welcome.
This is Enrique
Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, and they will be good to you. We'll talk to you next
time.
Yeah,
I'm going to let you know as soon as I talk to her. So I called her. She was already on the line. She's got a second person
due
with her.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding.
Ah, yes. Let me get
your
a name
Your business
for you.
May
Hold
already
on
be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000.
Hey, Bethany.
We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters.
What is the name
we see
of
the
your
economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are
Thank
no
you.
Application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business
right,
did not
Pierre,
receive your approval letter to get up to
right,
$250,000, call
Reed.
Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-75.
Neon. Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not sure what the reference to a trail name is, but...